Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're touching this week on the greatest mystery of all, the Trinity, and the love between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is the greatest mystery, and its volumes upon volumes have been written about it, and it's a mystery that only God can ultimately reveal to us. The Scripture reveals it. The actions of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit manifest it and show us dimensions of who God is. The saints have taught on it. You know, they've been given revelation by God. Scripture speaks about it. And so we can grow in our understanding. And it's very important. And not just it's important to not just look at it simply from an academic point of view, or like a deep theological point of view. Just reading heavy theological literature and things like that's fine to do too if you have a capacity for that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But it's meant to be not just something that's studied and that a few brilliant people seem to have a good handle on. It's first and foremost meant to be a living reality. That is something anyone can come to live in, can access, and be absolutely changed by. That's because Jesus became one of us. And the Father's intention was that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit would be made known, and that human beings, through the death and resurrection of Jesus, would be made capable through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the gift of baptism and the forgiveness of sins to be united to the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we're living by a new power with a new heart with the living God. And it's at the ground of it is real faith knowledge, a gift from God, and the revelation of what Jesus has taught and the apostles, what comes down to us, and an experiential knowledge through the gift of the Holy Spirit, like the real experience of God's passionate love, the real experience of God's mind and heart and wisdom, understanding who he is and just growing in it. The simplest of people can become profound saints. Well, what does that mean? Because they've read a lot of theology? No. Some of them probably can't even read it, but they can be absolute living flames of the furnace of God's love in their life because they go all in by God's help. It's all God's help, but it's a help we have to participate in. We have to exercise our will in our weakness. Just say, yes, Lord, I am a weak and sinful man. I cannot climb this ladder on my own resources, but I see you and I believe you. I believe you've come to help me. And look at all the ways you're promising me this through the words of Jesus and the apostles that this is precisely what you're going to give me. And you've given me the grace and the Holy Spirit to move forward. So I'm going to believe you and I'm going to keep coming. And I'm not going to rely on my own strength. I'm going to rely on your strength because you're faithful to your promises. And so that's the journey. That's the journey forward, friends. And that's the greatest possible thing that could ever happen to anybody on this earth and for all eternity, to come into this. This is the fundamental treasure. And so I was talking about the Last Supper discourse in John and wanting to encourage you to take some time to just meditate on it again and again, John 13 through 17, and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. I remember Father Francis Martin, a great biblical scholar, used to say, you know, quoting John, 1 John, where it says, you have an anointing. You have no need of a teacher. You have the Spirit of God in you. The Spirit of God is your teacher. Now, John isn't saying there should be no bishops who teach or theologians who teach or anything like that. That's not what he means. But he means in terms of being able to have read the Word of God and to be able to have the Holy Spirit help those words become living inside you. Living words. I mentioned it, a few months back. I can remember the first time that as I was reading the scripture, the Bible, when I first started reading it on a regular basis in like my early 20s, asking the Holy Spirit for help, because priests like Francis Martin said, yes, do that. Ed, have expectation. Talk with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will show you. Because why? Because you're already living in the Trinitarian life. Jesus is speaking to you through his word. He's telling you what God your Father wants you to know. And the Holy Spirit there, the one who's the author, the co-author of that living word that is alive, right? And is sharper than any two-edged sword to get right to my heart and yours. He's there to talk to you and to teach you. And it's that word that will absolutely radically change your life. And so I remember reading, I was reading Matthew 6, and at the end of Matthew 6, you know, there's that whole section, don't be anxious, you know, don't worry about anything. Jesus said, don't worry about things that the world worries about. And, you know, as I've said many times, and I'm going to keep saying it, it's a kind of shocking thing to hear Jesus say that. The wisest and most compassionate man of all time, who said, stop worrying. I said, okay, but there's a lot to worry about. There's crimes all over the place. There's wars and rumors of wars. There's sickness, health, diseases, plagues, liars, cheaters, you know, collapsing economies, corrupt politics, all that stuff. Dysfunctional families, it's there. Like, isn't this a lot to worry about? And Jesus is very clear. You don't have to worry about those things. Yes, those troubles will be in the world. Yes, there will be tribulations there, but I want you to be of good cheer because I've ultimately overcome it. And the most important thing is my Father knows what you need. Your Father knows what you need. He will take care of you. It may not be exactly how you want it, but He will. And He's determined to bring you home, to bring you to eternal life where there's no more crying, no more tears, no more pain. He's going to do it. But here's what Jesus said, and here's the line that jumped out at me. Seek first the kingdom of God and His way of holiness, and everything else will be added unto you. And when I was reading it, it was almost like those words jumped off the page at me. Unlike the other words I read the day before, you know, like I was starting to read the Bible on a regular basis, and it was good. It was helpful. But this was like, you know, red alert, like light was going on. The words were flickering for me to pay attention to. And I stayed there for a few minutes, said, Holy Spirit, help me understand it. And I felt like the Lord in my heart said to me, if you make this the mission statement of your life, you're going to seek me first above all things. I will fulfill this in your life. You'll come to see that my word is true. And I keep all of my promises. And this is a command and a promise. It's a promise. And so, you know, that links to, you know, we've been talking about when Jesus talks about how do you live a life, how do you respond to this call to communion with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Jesus calls it abiding. Abiding, you know, being with Him, talking to Him, listening to Him, walking with Him. And Jesus said, I'm giving you my Holy Spirit that's going to make it possible. And we're going to dwell with you in His own temple. I want to talk to you. I want you to listen to me. I'll talk to you. And He wants us to stay with Him, to interact with Him, and interacting with His word that will come alive through the grace of the Holy Spirit if our hearts are open, our minds are open, we're attentive, and we're serious about it. But one thing I have seen, I'm 60, going to be 64 pretty soon. One thing I have seen all these years following the Lord really does give the kingdom to people who radically want it. I mean, who just go for it and put it first. And even people who are great sinners in the world who have, you know, come to a moment in their life and say, that's it. I'm all in. I want to go. I want the Lord. I want God. I want God in my life. I want to know Him above everything else. I want to know God and follow Him and live with Him and do whatever He tells me to do. And when that heart gets up every day in its weakness and failures and repents when it falls, if that heart keeps coming for the Lord always answers it. He transforms people. That's what He's in the business of doing. And it's really beautiful and really profound, and anybody can access it. That's really important to see. In this world, only certain people are able to get to certain heights. Only guys with great, great natural athletic gifts are going to hold a Super Bowl trophy. I mean, you've got to have a lot of nature that makes that possible for you. You got to be born with the genetic capabilities to reach that level. A lot of work goes into it. I mean, I could have worked all day long. I could have worked every day of my life and I would not be Tom Brady. It just wouldn't happen, much as I'd like that to have happen. It's not possible. But for every single human being, there is a capacity to rise to the call of the Lord and to walk with Him and to come into the promise that He's given to us and to become everything you are meant to be. the things that are truly going to get glorified in heaven. You know, all the talk on the earth about, for example, in the sports world, I lean on that sometimes because I've always liked sports, but you say, who's the GOAT? Who's the GOAT in this sport? Who's the GOAT in that sport? Greatest of all time. You know, and ESPN programs and others talk about it day and night, seems like, you know, maybe not quite that much, but a lot. And they get men interested in that topic. Well, who's the GOAT in the kingdom? Well, it's certainly the Lord. And who's going to get crowned? Who's the Lord going to say, well done, good and faithful servant? Not the one who's been recognized and worshiped and honored in the world, but someone, the one, who has radically loved God in the secret of his heart and behaved and followed the Lord in that way and pursued him and did whatever he asked him to do, you know, and turned quickly from sin when he fell, these kinds of things. That's the GOAT, you know what I mean? That's what God's going to recognize in heaven and celebrate and for all eternity and be rewarded. And so being consumed in this world and the pursuit of the idols of this world, many people don't even think twice about all that. They're just too excited and happy about all the goodies they got in this world and pursuing them and all my personal goals. And God always gets, not always, but often gets put on the shelf. He becomes secondary, tertiary. We throw him a bone on occasion. And then people wonder, well, where's God during troubled times? Or, man, I'm not really growing much. Well, you know, you kind of get out of it what you put into it. In this sense, Jesus is saying, if you seek first, that's what he means. Seek the first things first and watch what happens in your life. So, and one of the things that the Lord does in the in that Last Supper discourse where he's teaching the apostles now, real trouble's coming, real shaking is coming. I'm going to be crucified and humiliated. You're going to be attacked. You're eventually going to be martyred yourselves. A lot of trouble is right around the corner. But I want you to know, just like in my case, Jesus was saying, he said, look, the devil's going to stir all this up. He's coming after me. But look, I'm not worried about it. I'm telling you, what's going to happen is not the devil's plan. It's not the devil's strategy. I'm the one who's in charge. And I'm in charge because I'm walking in obedience to my Father. And I'm going to fulfill my Father's plan because I want the whole world to know that I love the Father. It's about the love of the Father, the love of the Son, the Holy Spirit, the burning love between the Father and the Son. And he's saying, I'm going to make it possible for you, if you turn your heart to me, Peter, I'm going to make it possible for you to come into that life, to live that way, and to literally die the way I died. And no greater love is a man than this, that he'd lay down his life for his friends. And so Jesus's whole objective there in that whole teaching is to lead all of us, the apostles first, but all of us into revelation about God's love, the reality of what it means. Not this worldly love, my love, you know, Hollywood love, all that stuff, but real God love, you know, what God's love is, and he's the one who defines it. And also the experience of the glory of God that Jesus himself possessed when he was on earth and walking with God and how God's glory conquered in his life, and that's what we're called to. So friends, this is a moment to shake off dullness of spirit, to shake off any spiritual laziness, to turn your heart to God, to pick up God's word. I'm concerned, friends, that it seems to me as I travel the country, it still is the case that, I mean, it's gotten better, but so many Catholics and people don't read the Bible. And it's critical. It's the first place we should go because it's the living word. It's God's word. It's the place where we get the conversation with the Lord going and we internalize his plan for us. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.